Well, let's check high school state girls volleyball play first this morning. Late last night, Springville and Audubon tangled in Class 1A first round action. Chris Parks had the call for us last night here on the radio.
As they lead it 24-19 here in set three, they took the first two sets tonight, and Alsup will serve here for the win. In the middle, Overmeyer digs it out. Set up across, Schultes, the big swing, and it's going to go off the Oriole. No, in play. They didn't say they didn't touch it. Thought it was going to be off an Oriole player, but it's out of play. It went just over the back line, and Springville gets the point, and they'll go on a five-point run to end it and win this third set, 25-19, and they end the season for the Audubon Wheelers.
Yeah, tough way to end last night, but Wheelers making their first ever state tournament bid at the state volleyball championships. Springville defeating Audubon in three straight, 25-16, 25-15, and as you just heard, 25-19 as they ran off five straight points to finish off that match last night and advance into the semifinals. In other action in 1A yesterday at the girls' 1A state volleyball tournament, it was Hudson defeating Lawton Bronson 3-1. Holy Trinity Catholic defeated Sydney in three straight, 25-19, 25-16, and 25-21. Also, Janesville swept 3 in a row from Starmont. Earlier in the day, in Class 2A first-round play, St. Albert advanced to the semifinals with a 3-game sweep over Central Lyon, 25-21, 25-18, 25-20, the scores. Unity Christian beat Mediapolis 3-1. Waterloo Columbus Catholic over Sumner Fredericksburg 3-1. Western Christian down Grundy Center in 3 straight. Also in 3A play yesterday afternoon, Kemper Catholic moves to the semis with a 3-game sweep over Davenport Assumption. Dyke New Hartford beat North Polk 3-1. It was Mount Vernon over Sioux Center 3-1. And Union swept 3 from Osage. Semifinals in all 5 classes set for today. This morning at 10 o'clock in Class 5A, Cedar Falls plays Ankeny, and Ankeny Centennial will play West Des Moines Valley. In 4A play at noon, Pella plays Bishop Heelan, while Dubuque Wallert will play Cedar Rapids Xavier. In 3A, at 2 o'clock this afternoon, Union plays Mount Vernon, while Dyke New Hartford will battle Kemper Catholic. In 2A, that's at 4 o'clock today, Western Christian plays St. Albert, while Unity Christian will play Waterloo Columbus Catholic. Then at 6 o'clock tonight in 1A, Janesville faces Holy Trinity Catholic, and Hudson will play Springville, the winners, advancing to the state championship matches on Friday in Cedar Rapids. Atlantic senior basketball player Garrett Franken made it official on Wednesday, signing a national letter of intent with the University of North Dakota. Franken, the son of Greg and Tina Franken, says he's glad to have that decision behind him.
I don't have to worry about the recruitment anymore, and I can just focus on basketball season and all of the goals that we have ahead of us.
Franken says UND immediately made an impression.
I went on other visits, and there's just something that stood out to me when I went to UND. Made me want to go back, and when I went back, just fell in love with UND, and I committed, I think, 2 days after I went on my visit, so it's just a great place.
Franken says he's gotten a lot of encouragement from his high school coaches.
It just gave me the right mindset and my work ethic. Coach Jenkins and all the other coaches put us at a high standard. And it's something that I kind of played up to, and they definitely got me ready for college basketball.
Atlantic coach Alan Jenkins says Franken has earned his opportunity.
Because I think it's a perfect example of a person having a work ethic that matches their dreams. And it's whether it's basketball or anything that a kid wants to do extracurricular at the high school, he's exemplified that. He wants to play college basketball, and there's a great sacrifice that goes into that. And he's definitely paid the price to achieve everything that he has to this point.
Franken will play for a team that's coached by former University of Iowa assistant Brian Jones. Iowa State says its latest recruiting class is its best in recent memory. The Cyclones signed 3 players yesterday, led by consensus 4-star guard Lindell Wigginton from Nova Scotia. The 6'2" Wigginton averaged 16.2 points a game last season for Oak Hill Academy in Virginia. Iowa State also landed Terrence Lewis, a 6'5" forward from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, ranked as the second-best player from his state, and Darius McNeil, a 6'3" guard from Houston. The Cyclones' 2017-18 class is ranked 19th by recruiting site 247sports.com and 17th by rivals.com. Iowa State, ranked 24th, opens Steve Prohm's second season as head coach on Friday against Savannah State. Atlantic's Brooke Newell will play college golf at the University of Nebraska. Newell signed a national letter of intent Wednesday to play in the Big Ten with the Huskers. Newell said she narrowed down her search and Nebraska stood out.
Yeah, I narrowed it down to Missouri State and Southern Illinois, and I ultimately picked Nebraska because the coach came and watched me, and she actually offered me that night, and I really love the coaching staff and everything that I had to offer, and when I visited the campus, it just felt like I was at home.
Newell says getting her golf game to that level has taken a lot of practice.
When other girls are just sitting at home, I guess you're working and you're putting or you're hitting on the range or you're hitting inside, putting, you know, it's just a lot of extra time that you put into it, and yeah. It's a lot of hard work.
Playing golf in Division I is a dream come true, but Newell knows that she will be pushed hard.
I'm a hard worker, and I like being pushed, so I think with that pressure, it'll definitely make me a better golfer. And the team, they have a five-time state champion on the team, so, and they have a really good freshman class, so I feel like we'll be pretty good next year.
Newell gives a lot of credit to her coaches, but Atlantic High School golf coach Kathy Hobson says it's her determination that makes Brooke special.
Brooke is very dedicated to the game. Brooke excels outside of practice as a multi-sport athlete as well, but it's very common for Brooke to stay longer than practice is or see her on the weekends out there, and she just has the desire, I think, to continue improving. And as she continues to improve, the competitiveness continues to be there as well.
Newell, the daughter of Danny and Tori Newell, will play for a Nebraska team that's coached by Robin Kraffel. Well, a frustrating season for the Iowa Hawkeyes has been magnified at home. The Hawkeyes have lost three straight games in Kinnick Stadium heading into Saturday night's game at home against second-ranked Michigan.
That's one of our goals this year and every year is just, you know, to defend Kinnick. We just, you know, trying to get it rolling now. We got a great opponent coming in this week. It's an opportunity to get a win on our belt and to put a win back in Kinnick.
That's senior cornerback Desmond King, who says the Hawkeyes will need a big effort against the Wolverines.
Yeah, it's going to be a really good game, very exciting game coming in. You know, we got a great team coming here. It's a great opportunity for us to get a win under our belt here at home, and it's a night game against the ranked team.
King says Michigan's offense provides a number of looks.
They have various personnel, various formations as well that they can come out to, and you know, that's going to be our main focus, to have great eye discipline, you know, and leveraging the ball and just stopping the run. And when they bring Jabril in on offense, you know, just everybody get to the ball and wrap them up.
Iowa's defense gave up 599 yards in a loss at Penn State, and junior linebacker Josie Jewell says each defender needs to focus on doing his job.
I think we still have to build a little more trust. I mean, that's always an issue, though. You always have to build the most trust. There's never, you know, a person that won't 100%, I guess, trust it. But, you know, we're just trying to build the trust as much as we can, and to be able to trust everybody on the field and be able to just worry about your job and not worry about anybody else's.
And again, we'll have more from Coach Kirk Ferentz tonight on Hawk Talk at 6:30. We'll have the game for you Saturday night, Iowa, Michigan at Kinnick. 5 o'clock pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff. In college football last night, Kareem Hunt ran for 122 yards and scored a touchdown with a minute 15 left in Toledo's 31-24 comeback win over Northern Illinois in the NIU Chi-Town Showdown. That was at the Chicago White Sox Guaranteed Rate Field. Also college football, Donovan Wilson ran for 119 yards and a touchdown, and Fred Coppett had 116 yards and two scores, helping Bowling Green turn back Akron 38-28. Chiefs running back Spencer Ware passed the NFL's concussion protocol and returned to practice Wednesday and should be available for Sunday's game at Carolina. Ware was hurt in Indianapolis and missed last week's game against Jacksonville. Chiefs linebacker Justin Houston is also expected to be added to the roster, though Coach Andy Reid said the move had not yet been made. Houston has been out after having surgery on a bothersome ACL in his left knee in February, and the deadline to join the active roster was Wednesday. Reid has been hopeful that Houston will return for the stretch run, but he's not given a timetable for him to get on the field. Houston has been practicing for about 3 weeks. That is a check of sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.